Okay, friends, is it possible to have a thriving business and not be on social media? In episode 309, Brigitta Swanson from Yardia joined me to discuss what it was like for her to leave social media. We talked a lot about choosing contentment over business growth. And this episode was a listener favorite. If you have not checked it out yet, it's 309. Go back and listen. But we decided to invite Brigitta back onto the podcast to check in and see how things are going 1 year later. So Brigitta Swanson is a multiracial Chamorro watercolor artist from Seattle and the one-woman show behind her company, Yardia. She creates watercolor-driven and Pacific Northwest-inspired art, stationery, and home goods that help folks to express their intersectional identities and love the places they live. Now, during this interview, we discussed how her business has thrived without the constant scroll. We talked about the positive impact the shift has made on her personal life and how her focused efforts on email newsletters and direct outreach for wholesale have really helped her expand. Today's episode is brought to you by our Email Marketing for Product Makers Guide. If you have ever struggled with what to say in your emails, when to send them, or you don't feel like you have a consistent email marketing strategy, then we have the perfect tool for you. Head to prooftoproduct.com/email marketing and grab a free Email Marketing for Product Makers Guide. This guide has helped hundreds of product makers plan out an entire year's worth of emails. This guide and the optional training that you can purchase if you want, that will help you create a strategy that works specifically for your business, whether you're aiming to target wholesale customers or direct-to-consumer customers. So again, you can grab that at prooftoproduct.com/email marketing.
I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. Hey, Brigitta, welcome back to Proof to Product.
Hi, Katie.
I'm so happy to have you. It's been almost a year since you were on the show. And for our listeners that want to dip back in, it was episode 309, where we talked about why you were taking a break from social media for your business. And I will tell you that your episode was such a popular one. And I know that both the listeners and myself are excited to get an update from you today. So thank you for coming back to chat with me.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, that's great to hear.
it really resonated with a lot of folks. So remind our listeners what types of products you sell and what sales channels you sell through.
Yeah, my business, Yardia, I start with stationery. I sell watercolor and nature-inspired products for folks who just want to connect with the place they live and express their identities. And so that comes in the form of cards, stickers, home goods. I've got a collection of tea towels and sponge cloths and art prints.
Awesome.
And I guess in terms of sales channels, I'm selling primarily wholesale, about 70% wholesale at this point, I think, maybe a little higher. And then next is actually craft shows.
Oh, interesting.
I only do a few craft shows a year, but they're successful enough that they make up like a significant chunk of the rest of that. And then the third part is e-commerce.
Fantastic. That's really good to know. Yeah. When we were doing the industry survey earlier this year, I had a lot of people say, I want these different direct-to-consumer sales channels parsed out a little bit more because, like you were saying, the market is a big chunk of your revenue. And so you want that to be a standalone. They want to know that that's a standalone piece.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Very, very cool. All right. So the big question everyone's wanting to know, are you still social media free?
Yes, I have not returned to social media. So I haven't returned to Instagram or TikTok, mostly Instagram was the one I was using for Yardia before, but I haven't returned to either of those two since I quit in January of 2023. So it's been like a little over a year and a half at this point, which has been great. It's been wonderful.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. How are you feeling now?
Yeah. It's so interesting because like it's felt really good. It's felt super content. I was thinking about this knowing that I was going to talk to you about this in terms of where I'm at with social media now. And it's been so long that it really just feels normal for the most part. Like it just doesn't feel like I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. And just that's the way I run my business now and my personal life. I'm not there on social media for personal either. I don't have any like instas or anything.
So what would you say are some of the positive impacts to you personally, as well as your business from being off of social?
Yeah. So I've been thinking about that a lot. And well, in terms of just like the numbers, last year I had my highest revenue year ever. And then this year I'm on track to be a bit ahead of that too. So
fantastic.
Financially wise, like those just straight up number data, that's been great just because I've had more time and intention to do things that made more of a difference in my business. Personally, it's also, I think intention is probably the biggest word around all of this because it's just made me focus on how I have to be much more intentional about what I'm seeking out in any part of my life, whether it's in my business or my personal life, because I think we can fall back on social media pretty easily to as our like connection way. So like, this is how I keep up with my friends, but now I have to be very intentional about how I am reconnecting with people or seeking out other things that I was getting from social media before.
Yeah.
So that's been really great too, to be able to notice that part, that personal part, I feel like has been more of a recent shift for me or realization for me really. But
yeah,
overall it's been nice to have that. It's more intentional kind of process of life and work and that harmony.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's so easy to pick up our phones and just start scrolling, right?
Yeah.
You've been away from that for a year and a half now, but I'm sure that was a hard habit to break at the beginning when you were just getting started. I'm curious, what marketing strategies are you using or focused on for your business now in lieu of using social media? You've had an increase in revenue last year, and then again, this year, you're on track to increase it even more. So you're doing things right, but how are you attracting new customers now? And how are you nurturing existing customers, if not on social?
Right. Yeah. No, it's been really fun because I've been much more aware of, okay, if I don't have this social media to fall back on, now what can I do? Like, I get to treat everything like an experiment, and it's just a really fun, it feels fresh. It makes my business feel fresh again in a way, because I've been doing this for over 10 years, I guess. So it feels like I'm kind of at this new starting place again. But some of the things, the main thing I would say that I've done is really focus on my newsletter, both for wholesale and retail. So I'm sending out a weekly e-commerce newsletter to my retail customers and then about monthly to my wholesale customers. I've also done a lot more email outreach for wholesale. I think I mentioned this the last time we chatted last year, but yeah, in the end, I think I've sent out maybe over 2,000 pitch emails over that year and a half, probably. Wow. Yeah, I think it's right around 2,000. And so that's been great. That I would say that's probably where the biggest increase of revenue has come from, just reaching out to people and having, I think it's been like a 6% order rate from that. So that's been great. Yeah.
That's great.
And then just like other personal things, like I sent a holiday card. I wrote a holiday card to each of my customers or each of my wholesale customers I had ordered this year and included pictures of my chickens in the backyard and that. So, you know, just little experiments like that.
That's awesome. I love how you talk about intentionality. And then I like how you've been able to allocate more time to the things that are truly moving the needle. When I think about social media, it's a great way to connect with folks, but it's more of a one-sided conversation, right? Like it's us pushing content out. If people choose to engage with us, then we can have conversations. But with what you're doing with the cold pitch outreach, with the email newsletters, you're still pushing content out with the hope that people are going to respond and engage. But it's also a little bit more intimate and more likely to get engagement than a social media post where people are just apt to scroll, scroll, scroll.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear that the direct mail campaigns, that the email campaigns, I know too, you've also built out some other sequences and things to really focus in on what people need and want based on who they are and what types of customers they're at.
Right.
I think that oftentimes we wear a lot of hats. Time is tight, but you've now freed up time by not being on social media to tackle these other things that you are experimenting with and testing, but you're also seeing great results from. So that's worth celebrating.
Yeah, it's definitely felt even more than time. It just feels like this spaciousness. I've freed up space in terms of energy to be able to think about this, that sense of clarity when I'm like, oh, I can do this and just let's try it, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of just going through the grind of like, okay, what content do I need to push out on Instagram this week? Or how do I need to schedule this and this? Yeah.
You know, you had originally mentioned that social media just wasn't serving you in a way that you wanted it to. Do you still feel that way? I mean, clearly you're still not back on social. You're finding other ways to fill your time. Does that still resonate?
Yeah, it does. You know, there was this one day, I think I was must have been doing some research, and I ended up on Instagram on my laptop. And like almost immediately, I was just scrolling and it was immediately back into that. And I was like, oh no, okay, well, clearly I need to still remain off of this because yeah, the immediate part of even not on my phone, but the fact that I had just had to go there to find this one address or email address or something for a store that I was working with. And then just got sucked back into all of the comparison and it just didn't feel good to me. So that was a good reminder to myself that, okay, yes, you are doing the right thing. It's still time for you to be off of it and just live my life the other way, you know?
It's incredible how entrancing or engaged, like addictive maybe is the best word for it. I'm trying to find the right word, but perhaps it's addictive.
That's been the word, addictive, and that sense of like sobriety feels, I don't know, like it's not quite the same, but it feels like the closest word that I can think of in terms of being off or on of social media.
And it's easy to slip back into because it is just a scroll away, you know? So
Were
you concerned when you were getting off of social media? What kind of hesitancies did you have? Were you worried about the sustainability of your business if you were no longer showing up there? What were some of your worries back then? And I'd be curious to hear how you feel about it now.
I mean, I think there is that. What am I going to miss was one of the things that I was concerned about. I think something that a lot of people talk about in terms of social media, and I'm trying to think about, I'm sure this was kind of at the back of my mind too, but that idea of like, what if everyone forgets me if I'm not on social media? But now at this point, I'm like, no, that's not true. There are so many other ways to get in front of people's eyes and to connect with people in real life or through other means on the internet than just social media. So yeah, I think those were the two things that I was afraid of missing in terms of like business. And then I think in terms of personal, I mean, we do have that, like social media is probably the main way that a lot of people just keep on top of, I guess, observing what is going on in the people in our lives. And then for me, especially with TikTok, which I was using more for personal, I think that one of the things I loved about it is it connected me with more of the identity-based communities that I belong to in terms of seeing what's going on in the community or like advocacy that was going on. Mm-hmm. So like that stuff, I was like, well, how am I going to know about what that is? And I figured out other ways to like do all of that now. But I think those were some of the things that I was worried about in leaving social media originally.
What are you doing now to stay connected to those communities?
Yeah. Well, you know, in terms of communities, one of the things that's been more recent to figuring out what I can do. So just in terms of connecting with both activism or identity-based communities, like I have started volunteering with my local chapter of an organization called Gay for Good. So it's like a queer-based volunteer organization. So that's been great, both for being able to connect with my local community as well as identity-based communities. And then with friends, I've made it more intentional about connecting with friends on more of a routine-based basis. Mm-hmm. So like I had a couple of artist friends that for a while we were going to the art museum once a month together. And so we just have that as a standing date. And then I've started I don't know, we're recording this in summer, so we'll see how long this lasts. But I've started a couple times a week. I live about a mile and a half from the Puget Sound. So I've started cold plunging with another few groups of friends.
Very cool.
Which is very unlike me, but you know, it's great. And why not take advantage of the fact that I live pretty close to the beach? So just like those little things that, you know, it's like this regular kind of like joining groups, I guess. Like it's what people used to do, I feel like, you know, spending time with people in person and going out into my community, going outside my house, I guess, is what I've been doing more.
No, I love this. I know we're chuckling here and being like, this is back to basics of like human connection 101, but at the same time.
Right.
I do think, though, that this is so noteworthy because we've gotten to a phase in online business where things have become so automated and this is what you need to do. And you have to be online 24/7 and these expectations that really we put on ourselves, but also we do that because we see that's what's happening and working for others in the industry. So it's a real push pull, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm seeing a lot of business owners right now. This is separate from the social media conversation, but it's tied to it in that I'm seeing a lot of business owners who are getting back to basics in how they're running their business. They're analyzing their business models. They're looking at the sales channels that they're utilizing and streamlining the things that are no longer working. They're looking at the marketing aspects of how they're increasing visibility and with new accounts or new customers and existing accounts and existing customers. And they're really rethinking of how they want to do business. And I think it's refreshing. It's a refreshing piece of. And it's a great reminder, too, that as entrepreneurs, we can make this whatever we want. We can make choices to run our businesses in the way that best suits the life we want to live. So if you want to go cold plunge, if you want to go to the museum, you can. You know, you're not beholden. And I know I'm oversimplifying that, but there's still things that have to happen in our business to make things run. But I love that you're doing this. And I really am seeing a major shift to getting back to that human to human connection, whether that's through a handwritten note, a personalized email, going and visiting somebody in person and spending the day with them, whatever it is. And we can do things in our business that still kind of lean into that without feeling like it's too overwhelming too. And you've shared some examples with us here today.
Right. Yeah. And I would say like along those lines, I've also definitely been seeking and just wanting to do more in-person events as well, whether that's on the retail side or as trade shows too. So, I mean, lately I've just been trying out a lot of different events that I haven't done in the past. Like I'm doing a small Pacific Northwest booksellers trade show in the end of September. So I'm curious how that will go. I mean, it's definitely in my niche. I think I'll be good, but it's very small. And yeah, and then I did a flower and garden show for the retail side of things this winter. And that was also within my niche. So it went very well. But yeah, just lots of like little experiments of what are some, I have done these like larger trade shows. What are some smaller ones that I can also do? Or what can I do more in my community too, in terms of meeting my customers in person and getting feedback from them that way as well.
Awesome.
And see what's resonating with them too.
Yeah. I like that you called it an experiment because that's truly what we're doing in our business every single day. We're experimenting to see what feels good, what sticks, what presents the results that we're looking for. I like that you mentioned that. You know, one of the highlights of our last discussion was how you talked about business contentment versus business growth. And I'm curious, what season of business are you currently in?
Yeah, I would say I'm in a stage of contentment where I've begun to define that even more for myself, I guess, where I feel really good about where things are right now. So there's that sense of contentment, but I'm also really excited about things that I'm working on for the future. So it's kind of this nice place to be where I feel like there are ways that my business could probably grow at a pace that suits me. But it doesn't feel urgent or anxious or like I've got to do it now. Yeah, there was a brief period. I mean, it turned out to be COVID. There was a brief period of time where I was like, oh no, I don't feel content anymore. I just feel stagnant. And so I was like, I have no ideas. It just ended up being that I was sick, but that kind of made me realize that, okay, there is a difference between contentment and stagnancy. So that sense of contentment of being like, yes, things are good And I can get excited about doing these new things too, whether that's in terms of what products I'm designing or what, yeah, those little experimentations in marketing and sales or things like that. Yeah.
I think getting to business contentment, meaning that you feel good about where you're at and what you're doing and how you're living the day-to-day of the business, mm-hmm. also frees you up to then dream bigger, to think bigger, yeah. to do the experimenting that you've been talking about, which then turns into business growth, right? Because right. we're seeing yeah, expansion exactly. through that experimentation. And so I hear what you're saying about like, you're kind of in the hybrid of two because you're both content with where you're at, but also you're having fun playing and experimenting yeah. and that's leading oh, yeah, to totally. Organic growth. Yeah. And I think the stagnation piece of it is really interesting too, because I think that sometimes people feel stuck in what they're doing and right. mm-hmm. that's where we need to audit. Like, what am I doing? How am I spending my time? How can I change things so that I'm feeling better right. about this?
I imagine most of your listeners are in a similar place to me, is that they're running creative businesses in some ways. Yeah. Like I would usually call myself as like my job title as an artist. So like that sense of creativity is really important and that's what makes it fun. And so like being able to be creative in product development or be creative in how I'm communicating with my customers is very important in terms of keeping things from not being stagnant. So when I'm going through like that creative cycle of that's more on the lower part of it, where you are feeling like, I'm never going to have a new creative idea again, you know, yep. which is very normal, I think, but it surprises me every time.
It is normal. Yeah.
That's when I'm like, oh, I'm never going to have ideas. And yeah, that's what feels stagnant. But then once they, like for me, at least right now, like once those creative ideas come, it's like very sudden. There's like all of a sudden very like a ton of clarity. And I think it's because I'm not as distracted by constantly having that bombardment of other ideas coming in from what I'm seeing other people do online too. So
I was going to ask, do you feel like some of the negative things that come up from social media are feelings of imposter syndrome and FOMO mm-hmm. and like, oh my gosh, their work is so much better than mine, even if it's not, right? And
right.
I think being away from that has to change your perspective of the work you're creating and the ideas that you have. Do you feel like you're more energized and more creative because you've been off of social media?
Yes. Straight up, yes.
Shout it from the rooftops. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, I really struggled with that in terms of when I was on social media and seeing what other people were presenting to the world, whether or not it was an accurate representation of what the full spectrum of their business. But yeah, seeing successes and like new things that people were doing and like things are going great because we're always wanting to present our best selves on online. But not being around that and not being able to glean ideas, whether it's conscious or not, from other artists has been an interesting shift. And it's helped me, like right now, gosh, I haven't like even shared this with anybody, but like right now I'm working on a tarot deck, like a botanical tarot deck. And that whole idea, it's something I've kind of wanted to do for years. I use tarot myself. I pull a card every morning, but I never had a really clear idea. And then one day, maybe a month or two ago, like the whole thing just like popped into my head of, this is exactly what you could do. This is how you can like name each suit of cards. And yeah, like the whole idea came into my head. So I've been working on that ever since, but I'm not sure that I would have been able to have that idea as clear as it came in and as connected to the rest of my artwork as it is, because it feels like very natural fit to like the botanical art that I already do in the way I'm approaching it. I'm not sure I would have been able to get that if I was seeing the directions that everybody else in the industry or in my community of other artists was doing on a daily basis. And didn't have time for my brain to just sit and percolate in the background and then finally be like, oh, here's the idea that you've been looking for right. however many years you've been wanting to do this.
The creative blocks that you mentioned earlier are so common with artists and illustrators and people within our world of creative product design. And one of the things that I will tell people when they're feeling that creative block, when they're like, oh, I need to get new product creative for this release, or I'm just struggling to come up with anything new and exciting that I'm interested in, and I don't want to force this, I will tell them, hop off social for a little bit, even if it's just a week or two, and get outside and go to museums and go do something outside of the norm, just to give yourself space to think and breathe. And usually we can come, you know, it's like taking a vacation from our lives and business. Yeah. We come back refreshed. And so it's nice to hear you talk about this new product that's kind of come to fruition in a very easy manner, it sounds like.
Yeah. Super easy. Yeah. That's the word around it.
You have the brain space for it though, which is a big part of it. Yeah. So awesome. Brigitte, this is really wonderful. Let's tell our listeners what you have coming up. I know you're doing a presentation for GCA. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So at the end of October, I'll be teaching a workshop on similar topics on kind of business contentment and leaving social media for the Greeting Card Association's workshop and retreat, which will be just outside of Denver this year. So that's going to be really fun. I used to be a teacher, so I'm very excited to put that hat back on with this workshop.
Yeah.
So that will be fun. So that's for GCA members. I'm working on that. What else am I working on? I'm working on the tarot deck. That's probably going to come out not this year, maybe early next year. I guess if that is something that interests folks, you can go to yardia.co/tarot and there'll be a way to
Put a waitlist up. Good. All right. So if folks want to check out the rest of your products and shop with you, it's yardia.co?
Yeah, yardia.co. And yeah, the main way I'm communicating with customers is via my newsletter. So for retail, that's yardia.co/sign up. And then I've also recently added a wholesale portion to my website. So that is available for wholesale customers too now.
Fantastic. Brigitte, I really appreciate you coming back, sharing your story. It's always fun to hear what people are working on and big changes they're making in their business, but it's also fun to do check-ins to see, okay, how is this still working for you? And I'm so happy that this has been a rewarding experience for you and that it has opened you up creatively as well as socially and personally for both reward in business and in your personal life as well.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's been fun to reflect on this past year again and see where things have been and where they've gone.
Fantastic. Well, thanks again for joining me today.
Thank you.
I so appreciate Brigitte coming back to share her story with us and also the transformation that being social media free has had on her personal life and her business. If you're inspired, maybe take a social media break and let us know how it goes. But ultimately, I hope today's episode was helpful for you. I look forward to hearing what your thoughts are and, you know, what strategies you might put into place based on hearing what Brigitte is doing today. Also, if you'd like to learn more about how to build out your monthly nurture emails so that you keep your wholesale customers and your direct-to-consumer customers coming back for more, I want you to head to prooftoproduct.com/email marketing and you can download our free guide. It's called Email Marketing for Product Makers, and the guide will get you started with lots of ideas for what to say, when to send your monthly marketing emails, and more. So again, that's at prooftoproduct.com/email marketing. Also, if you are one of our labs members, be sure to leverage our email marketing templates that are always available to you. We want to make it easy for you to connect with your customers in meaningful ways so that you're building strong relationships and selling more of your products. And you've got I think we have over 70 templates in the labs community that you have access to. So definitely check those out. Make sure that you're utilizing them. And if you're not in labs and want to join that waitlist, you can head to prooftoproduct.com/labs to join the waitlist. All right. Thanks for tuning in today. I'll be back next week with a new episode.